What does it take?
Welcome to another edition of Why Not Radio. My name is Josh T. Landau here on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach and altrockradio.com at the Jersey Shore. We kicked off today's show with new music from The Drums. I'm very excited for their fourth album that's going to be out on June 16th. I'm not excited that we have to wait until June 16th for it, but Abysmal Thoughts is the name of the album, and that song really, really great. It's been stuck in my head all week, called Blood Under My Belt. from the drums. Coming up on the show, I have a lot of new music to fit in from bands like Portugal the Man, Ride, Power Bottom, and Black Kids. But also, I have a session to share with you from a Philadelphia artist by the name of Dominic, who just released an album called Goodnight Doggies. And we'll play some acoustic versions of songs from that album and chat with Dominic a little bit about it coming up later on in the show. But first, let's get into the next set with Dirty Projectors, who just released their eighth album, a self-titled album, which deals with frontman Dave Longstreth's breakup with former band member Amber Kaufman. And I think Dave is really the only member of Dirty Projectors, consistent member of Dirty Projectors, who's left. But he works with a lot of collaborators on this record, including Solange Knowles, Tionde Braxton, Moro Rafasco, and Don Richard. This song is called, appropriately, Work Together, from Dirty Projectors here on Why Not Radio.
Competition. join you.
Can keep my hands on myself.
Hey, would you look at that? We have another single from Sylvan Esso, and finally have some information about their upcoming album. Their second album, it's called What Now? It'll be out on April 21st, and it will include that song called Die Young, as well as the previous two singles that came out last year, Radio and Kick Jump Twist. So looking forward to more from Sylvan Esso. Before that was a new single from Portugal The Man called Feel It Still. And I'm not sure how I feel about that song. It sounds like Portugal and the Tantrums to me. You know, kind of a, yeah, fits in the Tantrums vibe. Doesn't sound like anything we've heard before from Portugal The Man. Their new album is going to be called Woodstock. Does not have a release date yet, but it is coming presumably sometime in the next few months. And Ride, same deal there. We just played, was it last week or the week before on the show, a single they put out called Charm Assault. Then another single followed it up very quickly called Home is a Feeling, which I played in that set. From their upcoming reunion record, which will be out this summer sometime, no further information than just that. But they are touring this summer, so we think that the album will be out around the time that they go on tour. They want to have something to sell you at the shows. All this uncertainty abound, but we do know that Power Bottom's sophomore record, Pageant, is going to be out on May the 12th, and I'm pretty sure that it's going to be one of my favorite albums of the year. A few weeks ago, we played the first single, Big Beautiful Day For You, and we're actually amongst the very first, maybe even the very first radio show in America to play that song. Now we're going to play the second single that they just released, a lyric video for. It's called Answer My Text. And while Ben was singing lead on the first single, Liv takes lead on this one. New from Power Bottom on Why Not Radio.
I sweat out 7 pounds in water weight just asking for your number. When you gave it to me, I went home and waited a couple hours, like the magazines all told me. Then I sent you some emojis and a funny joke from that TV show you said that you like. And that was 8 hours ago, and now everyone I know is either fast asleep or staring. Tonight, on silent mode tonight. Well, you wrote me back eventually and took me to a movie. You said it was a date, but I'm not sure if you were serious. I act like I know what I'm doing and all my friends see through me. It felt so cool when we got home late and made my parents furious. But then you left again, and I just felt confused and nerdy. My teenage angst will be with me well into my 30s. It always feels like there's something I don't know. And as I watch you drive away, I'm screaming out my window. Answer my text, you! Or call me up and tell me that you're coming over. I'll clean up my room so quick. Answer my text, you! Maybe something I said before just wasn't right.
Hey, this is Ben from Power Bottom.
This is Liv from Power Bottom, and you're listening to Why Not Radio.
You know just what to do when I look at you, and I don't wanna go. They call me on the phone and won't leave me alone when I don't wanna go. Doesn't matter what they say, 'cause I'm gonna get my way if I don't wanna go. Please, not looking at me right, she just wants to start a fight, and I just wanna go. Things that I did before, I don't do them anymore, 'cause I don't wanna go. Doesn't matter what they say, 'cause I'm gonna get my way.
Life must rotate.
British artist Pix, that's P-I-X-X, with a song from the upcoming debut album, The Age of Anxiety, that was I Bow Down, here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5 in Laguna Beach and altrockradio.com at the Jersey Shore. Before Pix, we heard from Coco Hames, formerly of the Etts, who is releasing debut self-titled album. That was I Don't Want to Go. We had Power Bottom at the top of the set. And one more song before we get into our session today with Dominic. And it is from Black Kids, who we haven't heard from in a long, long time. This album, like 9 years in the making, following up their excellent debut, Party Traumatic, from back in 2008. You probably remember the songs I'm Not Gonna Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance With You, Hurricane Jane, Look at Me When I Rock With You. So they have a new album. It's called Rookie, and it's available to get as a pay what you wish at their website, blackkidstv.com. This song they did a video for, it's called In a Song, from Black Kids on Why Not Radio.
Hi. We'll be right back.
It's Why Not Radio. I am Josh T. Landau, and joining me today in the bunker, Dominic Angelella. You know him from Dragon King, from Lithuania, and now from and as just Dominic.
I'm still trying to figure out whether it's a band name or whether it's just a solo project. I think that it just is a solo project at this point, but like it was happening on the tour where like people would be like, and then Dominic's band Dominic is playing next. I'd be like, that doesn't sound right. But anyway, hey, good to be here.
Good to have you here. It's always good to see you. Your album that just came out is Midnight Doggies, your first quote unquote solo. And so when you decided you're going to do this, it's not Dragon King, it's not Lithuania. What was your thought process? Like, I'm going to do this thing as just as me.
Well, I went to the Kowari Sound, which is a studio I frequently record at. You know the people who
I know Kowari.
And it was basically like we were writing songs to the new Lithuania record, which isn't out yet, but it's recorded and everything.
Oh, cool.
And there was a bunch of stuff left over that I had. Because it's like a specific project has like a specific feeling, and obviously like that's like a punk band, and so you know, like There were all these songs that I just had that I felt good about, but I didn't really know where they should go. And so I just went to Quarry with the idea of just kind of recording some stuff, like not really knowing where it was going to end up. And then at the end of like 3 or 4 days, we had, I believe we recorded 9 songs and then maybe 10. And I realized we had like a record and pared it down to 8 songs. And the original idea was just to put it up online for free. And just like let it be like, okay, this is like what I'm doing now. Just see what people thought. But I sent it to Eric from Lamo, who puts out some great records, and he was interested in it. So the rest is what we have here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you made the right move because it's all really good.
Thanks. And I really appreciate that.
It's worth more than being just kind of shunted out.
Yeah, but the thing, it's so cool with people and the way that they release music now, like it wouldn't have been any less like legitimate to me had I just decided to just put it on Bandcamp, because like there are people, especially people in the city where I'm from, that do that on the regular. I think it's so cool that you have people like Girlpool and like Scotty from Shelf Life, who used to be in Alex G's band, or even Alex up until the point that he started working with Domino. It's just like, you just finish a record and then you just like put it on the internet and you're like, okay, cool, I'm gonna do the next thing now. That said, it's really awesome to work with Lamo because it's just such a great label. And also, like, just having finished it, it's just like, I want to make more records under the moniker now. Like, so I'm excited to keep doing that. It's just something that started as like another little side thing. I was going to even give it a different band name. And then Brendan from Norwegian Arms was like, you just use your name. I feel like it was the most like just me singing songs in a room, or like working on songs in a room without thinking too much about what was going to happen with it or what I was trying to do. So then it just makes sense to call it Dominic.
Yeah. Then it's just you. But there are other people playing on the record.
Oh yeah, totally. It's definitely like a group of people. I'm like not good enough at drums to do that. So Joe Baldacci from Dragon King played drums on the whole thing. And Brendan Mulvihill played on a lot of it.
From Norwegian Arms.
Andy Black, who I've just known for forever. He's on tour with the Super Weeks in Europe right now. And then Lucy Stone, who was in Dragon King, does a million other projects too.
Yeah.
She ended up contributing a lot of vocals to it. So it was definitely like a group project. But the idea was I just had the songs and general sense of how I wanted them to sound. And I just figured if we all got in the studio together, we could make something cool. So.
And you did.
Thanks. And, you know, under that, like, that logic, I hope I can continue to do that because it was such a good experience and kind of like informed like how I plan on making music in the future. Just like getting some people together and just seeing what happens and going from there with like a clear idea of what I want, but let a lot of like other people's ideas come in.
Yeah. Well, you have your guitar with you today and you're going to play some pared down acoustic. This is how all these songs started. Just you on an acoustic.
Yeah. I mean, I write almost every song I write is just starts off with strumming because it's just how I learned how to play guitar. So these songs in particular all started that way. Yeah.
So what are you going to play first?
The first song is called A Circular Sign.
Okay. From Goodnight Doggies, or not, you know, live, there is a version of this song on Goodnight Doggies, the new album from Dominic, live here on Why Not Radio. Mm-hmm.
Trust is a delicate thing. Impressed with the nature, a perfect design. In the morning, we're feeling the sting from beating it senseless and getting in line. There's a fly on the tape and a tick in the wine, and a false sense of feeling like everything's fine with a circular sign, a circular sign. There's a road that we're all gonna take. It protects the winners from making mistakes. And at the end of the day, there's a trial. Everyone guilty, they hang with a smile. Oh, a life's certain closing and we're paying the fine. While our mothers and fathers ate the grapes off the vine. We see a circular sign, a circular sign. Bottom of a lake you designed, and the shadows are swimming like the faceless divine. We see a circular sign, a circular sign. When you sing to the bottom of a lake you design, when you sing to the bottom of a lake you design.
It's Why Not Radio and Dominic playing live for us. That was Circular Sign. His new album is Goodnight Doggies, and it's out now. So I was at your album release show just two nights ago from, well, when this is airing, a bunch of nights ago.
But yeah, sure. Two nights.
It was recent. And so I heard, you know, you played, did you play most of the album?
Yeah. There was one song I didn't play, and that's just because I haven't figured out how to do it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, yeah.
So from your song introductions, and, you know, I haven't gotten to spend a lot of time absorbing all the lyrics, but it sounded like some of the songs got a little political, which is not necessarily out of the norm for the times we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
Was that top of mind when you were recording? And
well, yeah, there's one song on the record in particular that has a lot to do with like kind of art versus commerce, and like mainly that guy Martin Ciccarelli, who
right,
was
yeah.
like secretly running, or like, you know, was running that label with Jeff from Thursday. And like when it all came out that he was like, this is like old news at this point, when it all came out that he was like jacking up the prices of AIDS drugs and
yeah.
generally being a horrible person, it fell
terrible
apart.
Human being.
And then that in me opened up like a larger conversation about just like people trying to make art when like really most people that run bigger record labels are like in some form or fashion engaging in something that you could like think of as terrible. I mean, maybe it's all wealthy people in general. I don't know, but I mean, it's worth like looking at like money being an impetus for doing evil stuff. And the other song I played was written, it's not on Goodnight Doggies, but it's on my Bandcamp, and it was written as a response to last summer when things were kind of heating up and it was seeming that, you know, we were going to have to deal with the alt-right and Donald Trump and Steve Bannon as like real, as a real thing, and realizing that maybe it wasn't something that you could just kind of laugh off. And, you know, being sort of like directly political is not something that I ever really thought about doing with my songs, generally because I didn't want to just do that and then have someone be like, oh, but you're not into direct action. You know, you're not like, whereas like, I think that all that stuff is very important and I try to go to protests and donate whenever I can. It's like, I have friends that are like really, really about it, you know, who are songwriters who write about it and then are out in the field and everything. And it's like, I don't ever want to like let on and be seen as self-righteous, like, whereas in, if I'm not willing to back it up. But at this point, it's like, you kind of can't afford not to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's like, if you don't talk about it, it's like, what are you, at least don't, if you don't like say what your opinions are or whatever, how you feel about whatever's going on, it's kind of like irresponsible. So there's a lot of like political stuff mixed with like personal in these songs. And yeah, it's pretty new for me.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. It's not something that I've noticed in your work before, but
well, it's weird. It's like, I don't know. I mean, we can get into it a little bit. Like, I think that, when you work with other people, it inevitably becomes like kind of not about, even if you're the one who's writing all the lyrics and the other person is doing, like just the music, like with Dragon King, yeah. it was inevitably like going to be a mixture of our brains, you know, and not that people were like afraid to get political or something. Like the new Lithuania record is pretty like explicitly like about, everything that's going on. There's a song on the record that I wrote at the same time as Goodnight Doggies that's just all about like the idea that we, you know, America is like a Christian country and that they have like the white man's burden to take over everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it feels good to just be able to kind of like write songs of my own and explore different things that I think about that way, instead of like trying to like fit them into a mold of like whatever a project is supposed to sound like.
Right, because this can sound like anything, and it can vary greatly from song to song on the record.
Yeah, it can be whatever.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another song.
Cool.
What are you going to play next?
This song is called Church Zero.
Another one from Dominic, live here on Why Not Radio.
Forgive those things we did. And when I go through other towns, I wish that you were still around to help me with my earthly song, to tell me I'm the only one. Don't talk like this, open your eyes, give me a kiss. Didn't anybody tell you my coordinates? Take what you want, what you deserve is all I've got, and a paw there on your keychain for navigating through these things. Could you show me your coordinates? Could you show me your coordinates?
We are back here once again with Dominic, live on Why Not Radio. That was Church Zero, another one you can find on Goodnight Doggies, which is out now. And is that one veering at all into what we were just talking about?
Well, there's like a big thing on a couple of these songs about how the song that I'm going to play next has a line about how I love my grandparents, but I hate their God. And like maybe also acknowledging how kind of like sophomoric that idea is. But like, yeah, this song's sort of about like having a crush on the devil, like hanging out.
Palling around.
kind of in an abstract way. I wrote it originally, and it was way more personal. And then I was playing it for someone and they were like, why don't you just change the lyrics and like make it kind of like fictional and interesting? So like there's this book called Geek Love that I really like. By this author, Catherine Dunn, who passed away last year. And it's all about this carnival. And so I started thinking about the idea of like working at a carnival and having that be like the character. And I generally don't do that, but that was like the first time that I was like thinking of like this, trying to make something like cinematic and more different than just being like, this is how I feel right now. So that was a goal for a couple of these songs.
Mm-hmm. So cinematic, it could certainly lend itself to... an actual cinematic storytelling in a video. Is that something that you have planned? I know you have one out.
Yeah, I mean, for that song, I want to do like there's this movie by Jodorowsky called Santa Sangre that's about like a carnival too, and I was like, maybe I could just like totally rip that off, but I don't know if that would be right. But yeah, I just put a video out for that song, Emotional Businessman, and I'm gonna work on some more.
That's the one. I don't think you said the name of it before, but that's the one about the I can't even say the guy's name.
Martin Shkreli. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. But yeah, I'm going to make some more videos and probably will put those out around like the time next time I go on tour, which will be later this year.
The video that's out now is viewable where?
YouTube.
Okay. So just look for Dominic, Emotional Businessman.
Yeah, just Google that.
And you'll find it. Does Dominic, actually, I don't even know. Does Dominic have a website or
no
social media presence?
Yeah, I have social media.
I know you personally. Well, you
one
are
one in the same, my man.
You're on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Dragon King Dom,
which should be spelled for people who don't know.
No vowels in Dragon. DRGNKINGDOM, and then I'm on Instagram and stuff with my name, which is D Angelella. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really have a website because I think that. I'm still trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
You know, so at this point, if it's just me, then that kind of works. But, and the record is on all the streaming stuff, and you can find it on Lamo, and it's called Goodnight Doggies.
Yeah, Lamo Records, which does have a website as well.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, Goodnight Doggies is out now. Go get it.
Please.
The last song you're going to play is kind of the, it was the quote unquote single that came out before the album. It's a birthday song.
Yes.
If you want to talk about that.
This song is an older one that I had sitting around for a little bit. And I'm really stoked how it turned out. I just, what else do I want to say about it? I don't know.
Well, you could say what you said at the show.
Oh, what is what? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, like, basically, the song is about kind of like friendship redemption and how glorifying drugs is bad and how religion is probably bad, but also can be good, and how you should just try to treat people with at least the baseline respect and love that you would want people to treat you with.
An excellent message. And
religion is probably bad, but also maybe good.
Right. Well, you know, that's very non-committal.
Yeah. Hey, that's my whole vibe, man.
All right. So this is Birthday Song.
Yeah.
It's Dominic one last time here on Why Not Radio.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Thank you, as always. All right. So it's Birthday Song, Dominic, live here on Why Not Radio.
I heard it's your birthday. It's my birthday too. Though you are so far away, thinking about you, yeah. When I'm home, I'm laying low. I think I wanna move, yeah. I heard it's your birthday. It's my birthday too, yeah. Sean, classic Johnny Rotten, leaning like a cool, yeah. I don't make those jokes anymore, so you got clean and cool, yeah. It's been many years, you know, since I thought I knew you, yeah. They don't write about us anymore, think that we're through, yeah. They said that you thought I was the worst, but no, that you thought I was good first. Before I thought you were good, before I found you, before I thought you were good. I may be preoccupied with coming out on top. I love my grandparents, I may hate their god, yeah. If I sound sophomoric now, it's cause I feel young, yeah. Though my birthday's coming around, 1 year closer to being done, yeah. Said that you thought I was the worst. Know that you thought I was good first, before I thought you were good, before I found you, before I thought you were good.
Hey, what's up? This is Dominic, and you're listening to Why Not Radio.